at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free. The devil is a lie. Say,
the devil is a lie.
Y'all say, what the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has.
Good morning, family. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E here on the Now Network. Yes, we are live. Yes, we are still coming with the variety of Real Talk discussions. Yes, we are keeping it with dynamic principles based on the worship to our God with extravagant respect. Yes, we teach principles that exemplify excellence, commitment, operational efficiency, and loyalty. And yes, we are truly devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, we open our arms right now and invite you in, because God is no respecter of person. He demonstrates his love for you just like he does for me. He's no respecter of person. He'll do for you what he has already done for me. When we make a decision to follow him this weekend, Resurrection Weekend, what an awesome week it's been for us here on the Now Network, because we're keeping it real with each other and we've been pushing each other to go to higher levels in God. Yes, this is my week to be crucified. This is my week to be buried, but this is my week to get up and to now seek those things which are above and which not on this earth. Don't believe it? Read Colossians chapter 3. But yes, we're going to continue this journey, this push to go to the next level. And we invite you in that did you know that through works of charity and by actions of love and by walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, we really can reach the lost and unsaved of weight, not the world, our cities, our streets, our neighborhoods. Let's start at home first. Let's work on our own streets, our own complexes, our own neighbors, and then our cities, and then our states, and then collectively throughout this nation, we can walk as one to reach all the lost and unsaved for no one else but Jesus Christ. God bless you guys this morning. Well, this is a dynamic weekend, as I said, week completely for the network and for two of our great friends here with the Now Network. Young lady who has been on the broadcast several times, the president of Compton Unified School District, Satra Zarita, is with us this morning. And also a friend I met through her, but Tana McCoy, who is also running for city council. I believe it's in District 3. We're going to have both of them on first. And then to top it off, we have family. We're just going to say that. I believe when we meet each other through God, we're family. And I like to say that. So yes, Satra and Tana, but also Monique DeLeon and DeBurn, DeAndre. I'm going to bring him on later. We're all getting together for Resurrection in the Park at Pocket Park in Compton, California tomorrow. So we got a lot of things going on today, but without any further ado, I want to go ahead and introduce to some and present to others, Satra Zarita. Good morning, Satra.
Good morning, Pastor E.
How are you?
Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your radio show again. You know, this is the day the Lord has made, and I am going to rejoice in it.
Uh-oh.
And I really appreciate
your support. Trying to get a sermon started.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am.
So how are things going with you? I know you have a lot going on. God is I call it a catapult. He's catapulting you into a different position. And I just want you to share with our listeners, what is this next move for you? I know you've done great work in Compton. It's all over the place. You got graduation numbers just astronomical in the city of Compton. Graduation and completion and athletics and things like that are growing in the city of Compton. I know you want to share a little bit about that, but you have something that's happening on Tuesday, the 18th. Tell us what's going on. Tuesday the 18th.
Tuesday the 18th. But you know, Pastor E, before I go there, I have to talk about the great things that are happening with our students in the Compton Unified School District, if you allow me to do that.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The children are what matter. I think that's everything we're doing is for the children. But yes, ma'am, please.
Yes. Well, I'm excited about what's going on in the Compton Unified School District. The California Department of Education statistics came out this past week, and I'm excited to say that our graduation rates are above 90%. When I got to the district, they were below 50%. So that's phenomenal to know how great our students are achieving. Our dropout rate is down 500%. We're providing opportunities for our kids to have AA degrees when they graduate from high school. We'll be building a new Compton High School, fabulous, state-of-the-art, bright, fresh, new, with facilities where kids can learn how to be chefs. We'll have an Olympic-sized swimming pool. So we'll have an Olympic swimmer real soon because they don't have the tools necessary to do it.
That's what they need.
And so we've gotten the school district, what we call it is the Compton turnaround. And Compton Unified has become an example for urban districts across the country. And so our kids are doing well. Our school district is doing well. I was proud to lead the team that helped make the turnaround. And now we see our streets, our city is in trouble. We have more than $3.7 million missing from the treasurer's office. You have systems out of place in the clerk's office, secret accounts with money, cash boxes, things that shouldn't be. And so I want to be on the team that helps turn the city around. I've proven that I'm a leader that can make change. I can help to transform agencies. And now I want to help my people in the community where I was born and raised turn this city around. And my good friend, Tana McCoy, who is running for 3rd District, she was appointed. I'm going to let her tell you about that. But she's a great team member. And in order to make things work, in order to progress, you have to have relationships.
That's right.
And I have the relationships on the local, state, and federal level that can help move Compton forward. And I'm asking that the community who knows me, who sees me in the grocery store, in Kaiser, in the bank, and around the town.
Approachable.
You know,
so you mean you tell everybody you're approachable.
Yes, I'm accessible. I'm your lady. Vote for me on April 18th. And so
I love
now, Pastor E, we're going to introduce Councilwoman Tana McCoy.
Tana
and
McCoy.
Let her tell you a little bit about herself.
Good morning, Tana. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me on the show, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. I wouldn't be here without God. God has definitely led me through many tough times as well as great times. He is the head of my life and my family's life, and so I just trust him, know that he's going to always do what's best for me. And no matter how anything turns out, I know that ultimately I will win because God is with me, and he put me here in the first place. So I have no reservation at all that he won't. If he brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. So
come on now.
Somebody
would tell you about
me.
Let me just hear before you go any further. I'm silly,
okay.
But before you throw those little side sermons out there, you better watch out because Pastor will start preaching on you, and we'll go from interviewing to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Go ahead, woman of God.
Look,
I just want to pray.
We always need a word. We always, yes.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Amen. Go ahead. Tell us about your campaign.
Okay, so I was appointed, like Satra said, about a year ago. It's been a little over about a year and a month. And actually, I was an employee of the city of Compton for 40 years. 30 of those years, I worked for the mayor and council. And so at that time, I didn't know that this is what God was grooming me for. But as I sit back and look now, I knew that that's exactly what he was doing. He was grooming me for this point right now. And so I accepted the position. I have been there about a year. I have been able to work with some of my colleagues to get a few things done. We are moving. The infrastructure is a major issue for everyone. And I think that most people that we weren't doing anything, we had to get a team together that was willing to push forward to get some things done. And that's exactly what we're doing. We hired a new city manager who has the understanding of where we want to go, and he's working toward that. So I think, you know, internally we're in a great place. There's some things that, you know, we're asking for. I know as an employee that our policies and procedures have not been updated, and I know that we have not been given a clear-cut direction as to what you should be doing as an employee. And so we're going back to that. We're going back to basics and getting the employees a guideline to work with so that everyone will be on the same page and we won't be out here going 10 different directions. So that's my plan. I plan to work on the infrastructure. I plan to work on the safety. We're working on a camera project. I have some developments coming up in the 3rd District, which is phenomenal because when you bring businesses in, it increases your tax base That way you could do some more things in the, to improve the city. So those are some of the things that are coming forward in the city. Have housing, a couple of housing developments that are coming. And we have...
Councilwoman, tell them about that hamburger place you got coming.
Oh, we have an In-N-Out coming on the corner of Central and Artesia.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I'm about to spin out my chair. You mean In-N-Out in Compton? Hold up. Hold up. Hold
In-N-Out
up.
In-N-Out in Compton.
Wait, we got a Walmart. We got a Walmart in Compton. That shook me. Now an In-N-Out? Mm-hmm. Come on now. Look at God.
In-N-Out we have coming. Oh, yeah. Look at God. I tell you, God is awesome. And, you know, and as long as you keep him in the midst of things, you know, he'll do great things.
Great things. When
we don't allow him, we don't allow him to take lead. And I truly allow him to take lead in my life. So if you allow him to take the lead, he'll just take you. You can't even see. You won't believe how far he'll take you.
There go another one of my sermons. It's called Last Place. I'm serious. That's one of my sermons. Last place, because you know the Bible says he'll make the first last, but he'll make the last first. I just want to get in the back and let God move, and he'll put you where you're supposed to be, and with the people you're supposed to be around. I'll just share with both of you. We're in deep intercessory prayer for the city of Compton, and the prayer that we're praying is that God is going to put the right people in the right position, and he's going to make a team. Out of the ones that when the dust settles, and this is, I truly believe this is a prophetic word for everyone right now. But when the dust settles and you see what's there, it's going to be able that God's will is going to just flow and the anointing is going to take over. And we're going to really see change because as you just said, Tana, as we move back and get out the way, God can move and less of us and more of him. We can really see change.
Right.
Absolutely. And let me just tell you this, Pastor G, when you said that, when
Pastor
I
e.
tell people about the position,
e.
Pastor E, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Pastor E, don't call me Pastor G, because somebody called me
that,
G the other day,
that,
and I said, no.
No, and I do know why. I'm sorry, Pastor E. Look, when you say that, I tell you, I did not go out and seek to be appointed. But it came to me, and it was nothing but God. God just said, oh, no, this is what you're getting ready to do. Because I said, I'm going to pray about it and get back to you. And so I'm going to pray, and I'm going to get back to you. And I said, and God just kept moving. And so what I ended up, one day it came to me, I said, you know what, Lord? You're telling me exactly what you will have me do, and I will diligently follow what you say. And so I always prayed because I worked for the city for 30. I used to say, Lord, please put people in here that will genuinely care about the city. And so when it came my turn, I'm talking about I'm going to pray and get back to you. Well, guess what? I am one who genuinely cares about the city. I am one that loves the city that I live in. I love the city that I live in, and I worked for this city for 40 years, so I had to have a genuine love for the city. I don't do the things I do because I'm getting something out of it. I do it because I have a deep desire to make a difference.
I think that's what we're all trying to do. I love Compton, and I spend every day in Compton. It seems like my life has revolved back to from which I came, but that's the point of helping people. There's a lot of hurt people in Compton, and a lot of people in the parks and on the corners and in alleys still, you know, homeless and need. And you know, I drive all over Compton. I was coming for some reason. Oh no, I got off the free off the 105 on Wilmington. Normally I get off on Long Beach Boulevard and just come down straight to the. But when I got off on Wilmington, all of a sudden I thought I was in a new town. The streets were brand new until you got the Rosecrans. I said, wow, there's some progress going on in Compton. There's a lot of work I've been seeing in a lot of districts. So I'm definitely excited for what God is doing. I know there's a shakeup about to happen. I'm just going to say that. And it's not, I'm not political. Mm-hmm. I'm spiritual. And when I get involved and when I pray for something, I know things are going to change because I'm not praying my will, but I'm praying God's will be done in all circumstances. So I'm excited for you guys. I know that that Wednesday morning at 12:01 a.m. there's going to be a lot of celebrations and acknowledgments of God's will being done. What would you guys want to say to?
I want to thank you for everything you've been doing in this community. I mean, we met not a long time ago, but it seems like we've known each other forever.
Yes.
And since we've met, doors have opened for me as well as for you. And, you know, the work that you're doing here was quite necessary. Somebody who could get on the ground, that didn't have the ego, a man of God, that could spread the gospel in a manner that is acceptable to everybody. You know your audience. You know who you're talking to. And that makes you that much more effective. So I want to thank you. It's been a pleasure knowing and working with you for the past few months. And I look forward to us doing a whole lot of great things together.
Oh, great things in Compton. It's about to be some great things in Compton. But thank you for that. I appreciate the acknowledgement. Because, you know, you give honor where honor is due. And you guys, I'm just amazed over the work you've done with the school district. I know I'm praying that you still continue both. I believe there's some students out there and some faculty there that are praying the same thing. I know you can that you can duplicate both duties, and so we're praying for that for you, Satra.
I can continue to work with the district. People don't have to worry about me leaving and not advocating for them.
Yes.
I can stay around the district and continue to work as long as people want me to.
Well, I don't think that's going to be a problem. But for that person out there in the city of Compton that needed to hear that last push from you to say, you know what, she's the one. And what would be your cry today? And I want to give you both that opportunity.
My cry is, if you want the community where you live and I grew up to progress, it's time for a change. If you want to know what's going on in the city, if you want transparency, accountability, and integrity back in City Hall, then I'm your person, because I believe that you should know all of the great things that are going on, as well as those things that might not be so nice. But you need to know, and I'm your person. You can touch me, you can feel me, you see me, you know where I am. My cell phone number is on my business card. I'm the candidate for you. Please vote for me, Satra Zarita, on Tuesday, April 18th.
Amen. Now, everybody out there, because we have, I see a lot of locals on here today from the Compton, Linwood areas that have family in Compton. But for those of you out of state, that you say, well, I can't help. Yes, you can. Pray for this woman of God. Pray for her.
Absolutely.
for her candidacy that God fulfills. And we already know that when we pray, things change. So you can be effective from out of state. And just as well as we bring in some of your people from out of state to do interviews, we can pray for them also and support each other. Tana, what would be your cry?
I've only been here 1 year, and so if I just ask that the people look at the few things that have been improved and help me to move Compton forward. I have a passion, a love, a desire for the community. I want to make the community better. I can work with a team to continue to improve the community, and I just ask that you just trust that I love the community and that I'm going to do what's best for the community. And just vote for me on April 18th to continue to do what I set out to do. I'm the only one on the ballot, I found out, that put my actual cell phone number in the sample ballot. And so I've received phone calls from that. And they were saying, you know, this is your phone number? I said, yes, this is my personal cell phone number. And they were like, oh, wow, I'm surprised that you did that. I was looking. I wanted to reach out to you. But that's me, genuinely. I'm always available. You can reach out to me. I will stop what I'm doing to assist anyone. And it's not just since I've been in this seat. That's always been my personality, to be able to stop, help, and be of assistance to someone who needs assistance and try to do what it is they need done. And if I can't do it, I pretty much know the people who can. So I'm not going to give up. I don't stop. I'm not I'm the quiet storm. So I'm not the one that you have to look at and say, oh, she's going to be screaming and hollering. People say, oh, she doesn't talk enough. I don't talk, but I get the job done. Because while I'm not talking, I'm out there going to here and there and calling here and calling there in order to make sure that the job is done. So that's me.
Well, we're going to support you. I want to speak a couple of things to you as you were speaking. Some things were dropped into my spirit. And first of all, you can't. You're not running a campaign. You're running a race. God put you. If God put you somewhere, and this goes for anyone listening, if God put you somewhere, no one can take you out. You can remove yourself by not staying in the position God has placed you. But God solidifies us to say yes. And when we say yes, the race begins, and we continue to run and run and run and run. And don't worry about the votes in the campaign. We just run, and we know we're going to be right where we're supposed to be because we're in line with God. And I want to encourage you tonight that as you continue to run, everything is taken care of. If he put you there and you professed it, you know, it was brought to you and presented to you. You weren't voted in. You didn't even run a campaign. You were presented with this through God's favor, and you accepted it by his will because you said you prayed. Oh, when you pray to God, you give him all the authority in what's going on in your life. You give him all authority over situations and jobs and things like that, that we can really be found where he wants us to be. So be encouraged today that you spoke a word to yourself where God is taking you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Run
along.
I was looking. I looked over my shoulder because look, I was getting ready to go a little deeper, but I just wanted to say thank you. I know you guys got a lot. You're running. You are running.
We're running our race. That's right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And the finish line is here. So we just thank God for you. We know his will is going to be done. That is something that is without a doubt.
That's right.
A doubt. God bless you guys, and we'll see you Tuesday.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. See you Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Victory.
Amen. We love you
Thank
guys.
You. All right. Amen. Bye-bye. We love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, team. Real talk with Pastor E. We're going to the next level. Yes, we have family on board as well as we just family just left. But a dynamic woman of God. We've only met once personally, but it seems like we've known each other for longer than that, just by the Spirit of God. And then my brother D. Byrne we're gonna bring him on after her to share what's going on tomorrow at Resurrection Sunday. If you're in the LA area, you want to now invite somebody else to get on this broadcast, it's still time to get in. We're going to take an intermission by introing the hot new single from Monique DeLeon, Keep Your Head Up, and then we're going to bring her on live. Listen.
Thank you.
I know y'all want to keep on dancing, but without any further ado, I want to introduce to the Now Network and to Real Talk with Pastor E. Monique, good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning. I'm healed in Jesus' name. That's how I am.
There you go. There you go. Look, you see, you already changed your circumstances. I tell you, you change your mind, you change everything. Well, good morning. We want to welcome you here. What a hot single. As soon as I heard it, and this has been a couple weeks ago, when we talked about the resurrection and all that stuff, just really, really hit me. Nice tune. Nice tune. It kept my head up.
Good.
Welcome to the network. I want to give you an opportunity to, first of all, just let our listeners know a little bit about Monique. Just say hi and any particulars you would like us to know this morning.
Okay, so my name is Monique De Leon, and born and raised here in SoCal, and I'm a worship leader. And so I've always done worship at church and things like that, but I'm finally, I guess you could say, just stepping out more, and God's just opening more doors for me to go and to minister. And even with this song, I know it's been such a blessing. A lot of people have told me how it's just ministered to them and encouraged them. And so, yeah, so it's fun to watch what God's doing and the stuff I've done so far and the events that are coming up next. So I am just looking forward to what he wants to do in and through me as I just continue to make myself available and just continue to step out on faith. So.
Step. I see somebody need to hear that this morning that's been sitting on their gift, that just that you got to step out.
Yes.
But how long have you been a worship leader?
I've been leading worship since I was 15 years old. So a long time. And it's kind of funny because it's like, I was a teenager.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because you guys are authentic. You said since 15, but you said it's been a long time ago. And you know, I bet people out there wondering, where's that number? They're going to learn how old you are. Women don't give their age away, but we're going to give you that one away. We're going to give you that one away. So a long time. So a long, most of your life, most of your life.
Yes. And so I am.
Okay.
So it was one of the things where it's like, I was ready when I was 19. And then, but I just didn't step out in faith with the doors God was opening. And so it's kind of like, I feel like I've gone around the mountain, taken this long detour. And then it was the end of 2015. And I went to like a worship concert to watch some different worship bands and stuff. And God said, this is what I created you to do. And so it just kind of like hit me like, oh, all right, God, like it's time for you to do what I've called you to do. So really since April of last year, I really just started doing more and stepping out and really not knowing exactly what or how. But since then, I've been going different places and traveling across the states and ministering in worship and, yeah, being able to minister to people. So it's like I've taken this long lap around the mountain. So now I'm here and I'm doing it. So.
Amen. Amen. Well, when God moves, you know, we got to move with him. And it's normally just that yes factor, just to say, okay, yes, yes, I hear you now. And I'm ready to move. I was sharing just before that God is moving. We just have to be in the right place to move with him. So I'm excited for what God is doing in your life. And I know this is the first single of your first launch CD.
Uh-huh.
So when are you looking to launch your whole project?
Oh, it'd be really nice to do it at the end of this year, but if not, then it'd be the beginning of next year.
Okay. All right. Well, we asked so we could have some points to pray with you and keep in our intercessory pool that the timelines that God set before you will just be there to launch at that time. So there's a person that may be listening this morning and says, God, it sounds like me. I didn't want to say yes. What would be your cry to that person here on Real Talk to say, birth your dream and see the vision?
Yeah, I encourage you just step out in faith because you miss out on what God wants to do and all the people that you could have ministered to and all the people that you could have touched and the connections that you could have made and things just could have been done sooner and quicker. So I understand because it's like I really took like a 15-year lap around the mountain. And so, yeah, just to step out and do it, to trust God to provide because he's good and he will. And so he'll catch you and he'll bring the right people, he'll bring the right resources as you just got to, you know, grit your teeth and do it. So I just encourage you, yes, step out with what God's called you to do, especially now because it's like you see the world that we're living in and it's like the Bible coming to life and there's so many people that are on their way to hell and need Jesus. And so God wants to bring people Jesus through you. So, because we're all gifted differently and there's people that you'll be able to reach that I never can, people that I can reach that you can't. So it's important for us to individually do what it is that he's called us to do.
That's important for all of us to continue to go to the next level. Even when you accomplish one thing, I believe God has another level for us to go as long as we're here waiting on the return of Jesus Christ. And yes, there are a lot of unsaved people out there, but that's why one of the things I motivate myself daily to do better at sharing the love of Christ and not accepting the fact that where people are, but remembering where I was and they're going to have the same opportunity to come to Jesus. So it's dynamic that you're coming out with us tomorrow for Resurrection Sunday because
yes.
it's not the formal church. This is in the park. Come as you are, you know, wear your jeans, do what you do. If you want to dress up, you can. But this is a low cost for the community to come and be given first the word of God, the bread of life. And then to be given the bread of food and then to be given clothes and then food to take home. So we're really trying to make an impact in the city of Compton tomorrow. And we're blessed to have you come out and bless us with your talent. It's going to be an awesome thing what God is doing. And we're willing to set up in the park every Sunday. We haven't announced it formally, but we're going to see what the outcome and what the response is on this Sunday. And we may be back next Sunday. And then the next Sunday, if the people that are in need want to fellowship. So I want to thank you for that personally, for just committing to come out and blessing
you
the people.
Having me.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a good time.
We're going to have
a good time. I mean, this is a family gathering. And we're going to spend the day together, watch the kids go pick up their eggs and the little hunts and whatever we have going on. But we also are going to not just, like I said, this is unconventional, but we are going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord tomorrow. I have a group that I'm working with called One Voice, Pastor E and One Voice. They're going to come out. They're going to do a couple songs with me. We're going to hear from you. We're going to hear from D. Byrne. And we've got an open mic. Somebody wants to come out and share your gift, your clean gift with the community. We're going to make it available tomorrow for people to come out. I see D. Byrne is on. I want to bring him in. I met you guys the same time. Good morning, my brother. What's up?
Good morning, Pastor. How you doing?
Man, you know, blessed, highly favored, man. Good to have you on board.
Yes, yes. It's a blessing, man, just to be a part of what's going on.
God is good. God is not. Now, you guys are related, aren't you?
No.
Spiritually, that's my sister in the Lord. I don't know
yeah.
We do ministry together. I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Look, man,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, it's just like everybody that I end up meeting through you is your family. And I'm like, well, I thought you guys were relatives, but sisters and brothers in Christ. And I know when that song was going on, you already putting that hook to it.
Yeah.
You putting that G mix on it.
You already know. I already told her. I was like, Monique, we got to work, but you know, that's on her now.
Well, you know, we go, come ready tomorrow. Cause like I say, the mic's alive tomorrow. And we can definitely, like I say, make a joyful noise to the Lord and have some fun, man. But thank you for coming out, man. Introduce yourself to our listeners. This is a dear friend of mine, D. Byrne. D. DeAndre. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, my government name is DeAndre Burnett. I go by D Burns. It's just a short acronym of DeAndre Burnett. How can you say? I'm from Compton originally. I reside in San Diego right now. I've been blessed to be introduced with Pastor E and see the movement him and his brothers, Disciple the Streets, created in Compton. And being from Compton, knowing about the hurdles and obstacles that we face, you know, I feel like who more seasoned or who more meet those requirements to go out there and minister to those people than a person that's been through the same thing himself.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're coming back
to Compton tomorrow and going to be now, brother, you know, you got some lyrics. You're already on our network. You're on our hip hop. It's called a hip hop hour, but it's actually 5 hours of nonstop Christian hip hop music. But you're already in the room and getting a lot of calls and questions and asking, who is that? You know, and we leading them to your information. I want to give you both an opportunity to share with our network how they can find you, your website, your Instagram, whatever plugs you either one of you would like to share. Beginning with you, Monique, share your information so people can get in touch with you. I know you can find anybody on YouTube, but we want you to be directed to their sites. We need to support each other financially. Yes, we can listen in for free and things like that, but in the body of Christ, we need to support each other. And it's not to give anything. You're going to spend it somewhere. But let's start to sow back into the people that we meet in the body of Christ that we can help grow their ministries. Monique, share your information with us this morning.
Okay, so my website is Monique DeLeon Music. So my last name, a lot of people have trouble with it. It's D as in David, E, L as in Larry, E-O-N as in Nancy. So MoniqueDeLeonMusic.com. And Instagram and Facebook are both Monique DeLeon Music. And then YouTube channel is just Monique DeLeon.
Yes, that is Monique with a capital D-E-D with a capital. Then the L is with a capital Leon. Uh-huh. And that just, even for myself, when I was first typing it, searching when we first met, I was searching through Facebook. I had to go back and find your card that you gave me to actually get in it. So yes, that's a helpful there. D Burn, how can we follow you and get your information?
For my info, you can go to www.westsiderslife.com. And for my personal pages, or if you want to direct message me where you can interact with me, that'll be on Instagram, D Burnett BFC, or Facebook, DeAndre Burnett.
Amen. And both this mighty woman of God and my brother, this mighty man of God, are available to come to your events, to come to just call them and see what their availability is, and let's bless each other. Let's start to cross over and get some people out and doing some things. Man, we're working on something here for the month of June. I don't want to give too much away, but we're really working on a dynamic project here in Compton. I want you to be a part of. I'll share with you one-on-one tomorrow, face-to-face, about that. But just God bringing different musics together is what I'll say. I'm really excited to see what he's doing. Any closing remarks you would like to share? I know Monique's already shared her cry. You may have we all could reach different people. You may have a word in you. A cry. I'm calling this a cry today. You may have a cry in you that there may be a young man or older man or just a person that needed a word today that you wanted to deposit in them. I'd like to give you an opportunity.
Okay. I'm speaking to that older cat to where, you know, you feel that tug at your heart. You know what you're doing is not lining up with the will of God, because no matter, you feel it spiritually. And that was me. Just like I said, that guy, when the homies asked you to take that ride, you took that ride. When they asked you to try these drugs, this alcohol, whatever, you tried. So my thing is, like, give God a try. This is the thing, is like, people want to be so knowledgeable of the word and go in depth and stuff like that, but they're not applying it. So I just, you know, give God a try, man. Sincerely, that's what I ask my people.
That's real talk. Give God a try. And if you are on this broadcast right now and that was a cry to you and you don't know the Lord is your personal Lord and Savior, or maybe you fell off and backsliding, or you may have cursed him before, but you heard something today, dial one right now. We'll bring you into the green room and get your starter pack that you can be just like us, following God. And that's what this whole week is all about, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. It's not about Jesus Christ. Jesus will not go through those sacrifices again for us. He's already paid the cost. It's already done. But what are we doing? Am I being crucified? Am I being buried? Have I got up? Have I rolled a stone out of my life? That is what the encouraging word that we're preaching this whole week and tomorrow, to get up. It's time for us to rise. It's time for us to go to another level. It's time to really see God working in and through our lives. And we're not talking about next week. We're not talking about next year. We're talking about right now, in Jesus' name. Man, God bless you guys, man, for coming on board. If anybody has any questions for either one of D. Byrne or Monique, dial one. We got a couple of minutes to take a couple of questions. Or you just want to speak a word to them, take that opportunity there. But just want to give you guys that last shout out before we go. Monique?
Yes. Want my info one more time?
No, I just want to say, yeah, throw your info out there again. People don't write as fast. We just want to give them enough opportunity to follow you and to get in touch with your music and support you.
Okay, so Instagram, Facebook, and the website is Monique DeLeon Music. YouTube, Monique DeLeon. And then even Snapchat. You guys do Snapchat. It's MSD100 as well. So, but thank you, Pastor E, for having me on. Thank you for your prayers and your support. It's a blessing because it's unfortunate, but I'm so glad that you're very proactive in supporting the body of Christ and others with their gifting and what they want to do. And because we need more of that, we need to support each other more and encourage each other more. And like you said, even so financially into each other. So
that's right.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. I'm just speaking the truth. The truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. Amen. Amen. We hold on. We have one of our callers, one of our ministers here on the network that I know she's always going to dial one. Minister Terry, good morning. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning. Good morning, family, beautiful family. I'm enjoying it, Pastor E. Praise the Lord. I've listened from the beginning to end. I've enjoyed Sister, beautiful Sister Monique. I've enjoyed your song. Awesome.
Thank you.
And also, yes, it is beautiful. Glory to God. And Brother D. Byrne, I enjoyed you too. You said give God a try. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Yes. But Sister Monique, I really love you when you had that transparency. You did 15 years going around the mountain. Ooh, glory to God. You know, that's why it says He'll tell you when it's time. God bless you. I'm looking forward to seeing you all Sunday, too. And also, Pastor E, you had beautiful sisters from Compton building up the city of Compton, doing great things in the city of Compton. Sister Satra and Sister Tana. Ooh, glory to God. Things are happening. Glory to God. Ooh, praise you guys. Looking forward to seeing you. God bless you guys and enjoy
your
day.
I'll see you Sunday.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless
you're
you.
Welcome.
Terry from the city too.
Yeah.
She's from Compton too. So yeah, we have a reunion. We're also having a reunion. We've invited a lot of people from back in the day to come out and just fellowship together. I believe it's gonna be an awesome, awesome, awesome move of God tomorrow. Just get ready. It's time to ride.
Amen. Looking forward to it.
Amen. Well, God bless you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. We're going to close it out with Keep Your Head Up. Once again, if you want to hear it live, come out tomorrow to Resurrection Sunday at Pocket Park, right across adjacent from 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. Sylvia Nuns, Angels, and Provoke to Purpose Ministries are partnering. That is my partnership, and we're working there together to reach out to the whole city of Compton. But we're going to work on our neighborhood first, and then get a system put together that we can go throughout the whole city. God bless you guys. Know you're loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Keep your head up.
Joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.